parshas Noach that Abba Melech of the Shem says Abba Moiri did never niflo. It says every generation the Emes word in every individual. And you find Shas Avuch b'mehav yizor tzvei. Every person adopts one mitzvah that they're rigorous and scrupulous and they're kach in that mitzvah. Al derech said the shir koyim of all generations. Every dor said Abba Melech. Every tkufa has its mitzvah that has to be to excel it. Good. The mashal says Rebbe, our generation, the mitzvah say that's most relevant is the mitzvah of tzitzis. So bechlal, the mashkiach says, and I'm going to zitach a community kavod that we know that the ramach evorov of a person is mechuvin kineged the ramach tevis in creation. And who adin in the sheer koyim of Klal Yisrael. There were those generations who start from Shema Yisrael, which is Havonah, which is understanding, which is the cup. And as you work your way down, you're getting in whatever, until you come to the third parsha, the parsha of Tzitzis. And you come to the end, and that is connected our generation of Ikvus and Mashiach. You do it from time to Hashem, to grow. That's what Ikvus and Mashiach really started with a vengeance. In And therefore, you come to the end of the parsha, and you see there are no 248 actual words. So we add a letter, a number. Ms. Und he mashlim the Ramach Evorim, the Chazan Gita Geshrei Hashem Elokeichem Ms. Why Ms? Because the Gemara says in the end of Masechta Soita, one of the simonim of Ikvus Mashiach, Utiha Ms. Nederes. We're living in a generation of sheker, when sheker is goyim. So in this generation where you don't see it, you don't see the cheshvin, but you have to give a geshrei Hashem lekechem emes. And therefore the mitzvah of tzitzis is b'chuvin keneged our generation ikzud the Mashiach, which therefore you understand why tzitzis is the opposite, the antidote for sheker. Therefore, what's the gematria of tzitzis? Mole, 600. Which is gematria? Sheker. Which is gematria? Kina, taiva, and kovid. The three things which are mitzian is odom and oilom. Because the idea of tzitzit is that a person is dovo kamidus emes, the hepech of sheker. What's the problem? Let me just explain very, very briefly. You find some many mekoyrim to go on for hours. And the kid is a beautiful little sefer, came up from a fellow in London, called me Psori X. He explains what is the idea of the ekev, or ikvus Mashiach. We all know, everyone knows, discussed this countless times, that we said this last week even. Hey, Eiv, the Eibush told Eiv when he complained, when he cracks about all the suffering, Eifa Yisa B'yos Di'orot. Dainu, every neshama has its source in Adam HaRishon. Those from the head, those from the torso, those from the right hand, whatever. Our neshamas come from the Eikib, the heel. What do we know about the heel? The heel is the Eiver in a person which is furthest removed from the Moyach. The brain is the nerve center of the body. And therefore, the further you're removed in the Akev, there's the part of the body which has the least sensitivity. When you want to check out a hot bath for your child, you don't dive in head first, you put your Akev. And the purpose of a Yid, of an Odom, is that there should be a connection between the Akev, the heel, and the head, the Moyach, the brain. Right? And therefore, Ramach 248 is B'gimachia Moyach Akev Yachad. To join, to unify the head and the heel. Al Zenechon Sforum does a taich, Vahoya Ekev Tishmon. You have to hear the word of the Abrister even in the Ekev, even in the heel. And therefore, the Gemara says, remember the Gemara in Baba Basa Dafn Ches, Rabbanoi, that he went to check out the Maras Machpelah, Vatutzach in the Meirah, Vatich Meirah, and he couldn't look at Adam Marishan, placed upon of, but he saw that the Gemara says, Nistakalti B'shei Akev of Adam Marishan, I saw his two heels, Vidoimim L'shnegal Galichama. Even the heels of Adam HaRishon were lifting, were radiant, were shining, like the head. Comes the Nachash HaKadmoni, and he wants to be mafrid between the Moyach and the Ekev, the head and the heel. The head should do what it got to do, and the heel could go where it wants to go, right? And therefore, the Merumah is in the Pasuk, what David should told Chama, Hu Yishuv Charoish, where does the serpent, the snake, the Yitzhara, the Malachos, where does it kill you? Where does it bite you? Dafk in the Ekev. How do you get rid of the Nachash? You stamp on him. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Brachos that they told Rav Yehuda ben Doisa that there is a orud which is going around being mazik people. So he told me, show me the where it's source, its nest, its hole. It took him to the chur. He put his barefoot foot on the hole. The orud came out and it bit Rabbi Nebedoisa. And guess what? The orud died. So he took the orud, schlepped it on his back, went into the Beis Medrash to show all the Bnei HaBuddha to teach you that loy ha'orud meimis elachet meimis. Where the, a person who's dovuk, the ekev and the mayach, then the nachash, which is Samach Mem, the Malchamovis, has no shlita on him. And therefore, in the guf ha'orud of the nachash, where do you kill him? Who is you going to? The head, right? Therefore, nachash is gematria dosh mayach. You stamp him out, you crush him in the mayach. And therefore, our generation, whose nesham has come from the ekev of Adam HaRishon, our tafkid is to be ma'ilu the ekev, to become like ekev Adam HaRishon, which is liftik. And therefore, when you do so, you conquer the nachash, and therefore nachash is gematria Mashiach, zel umazen, you bring gula. What is the what is the lesson of nachash? On the simplest level, Akev symbolizes humility. It's the lowest aver of the body, which is meramiz on the Indian of Anova, which is the Mashiach Geula comes through Anova. The famous Yalkut Shemini, that Mashiach will stand on the Gag Beis Hamikdash and say Anovim, Anovim, Tafka, Higi Azman Gulaschem, and therefore the pasuk says Akev Anova Yiras Hashem. The Akev, which is Anova, that brings to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says it's an Hedron, in Ben David Bach, Yichul Gassi, and Rav Yisrael. That's one level. We'll soon discuss what it means in our Avodas Hashem. Moreover, the Akev may be the lowest part of the body, but it's all Tzadikim Faith, the whole Shir Kaim of all Ramach Ivorim, state of the Akev. Therefore, Akev, you scramble the letters, you get the word Keva. What's Keveya Metzias in a person, Dafka, the Akev? When the Iker Tikkun is based on the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Vahoyaha Okoyv Lemisha, Akev with change the vocalization, the right? You get the word okay. Okay means what?
Krum.
Krum. The avoid of Yankiv, who was fighting Yaakov Echezes back cave Esav. Yaakov, one of the names that Ramban explains, one of the names of Yankiv is Yeshurun, Milosh and Yosher, to be glatt, straight, not crooked. Right? Like many people think Yiddishkeit is like, you know, devious. Always, you know, with a dray, right? Ayid is to be Yashar, Yeshurun, right? Which that through that he's goyver on the crookedness of Esav. Esav, by the way, I've said 1,000 times in Shalom that what was on his the Targum Taich, the Yankiv Ishav, the Yankiv Ishayid Yeshav, Yankiv Ishayid, the Esav Ishayid Ishav, he's Givar Nechash Yerechim. He had a birthmark or whatever, a tattoo on his thigh. We can just, right? Of the Nachash. He's a personification of the Nachash. He's Krumkat, right? And the tikkun is Vaya Okoyv Lemisha, that's the Bechin of Yankiv, as it says in Possible, something for Raglayim, regular Yishar, we just read Shavuos in right? In After. The idea is making glatt that which is crooked. And it's all connected to another, as we'll discuss. And therefore, Yankiv Avinu is the one who is the tikkun of Adam HaRishon, as we discussed like countless times, right? And therefore, that's the straightness. By Yankiv, it says, Ki loy, next words, Nochash be Yankiv. By Yankiv, there's no Indian of the crookedness of the Nochash of the Ekev. And therefore, Yankiv itself is the letters, Yud, Ekev, Yud, which is Chochmah, Bittul, Anova, Klapi the Ebishter, even is the herit in the Ekev, right? And therefore you find that the Santazak Yankiv Avinu, it says when Yankiv Avinu dipped his foot into the Nilus, into the Oyer, suddenly the waters came. And it says the Pirkei de Blezer, Yankiv Avinu had the koyach that he was mamshich brocha even through his foot. Some tzaddikim can do this, do that, whatever. Through his foot. Right? Because Yankiv Avinu's eike was a bechina of connected to the moyach. Right? And Paroi, the Umazah, is a Tanan Hagodlo, Harevet Betechaya Oir, which is Gaiva, right? Also the Nochosh, right? And therefore, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mesh Rabbeinu tells Paroi, Loiti Shoer Parsa, Kimimenu Nikach Lavi Des Hashem. Parsa in an animal means a hoof, which is the Akev. That means we're going to take our Ekev with us, and we're going to take the lesson of from Lavid is Hashem, the Bechina of Ekev and Lavid is Hashem. And therefore, the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf we discussed last year, if I remember, before Pesach, was in the Schus of Yankiv Avinu. And everyone knows, it says, by Yankiv was given the bracha, Ufaratzta Yoma, right? And the Baal Turim says, Ufaratzta Yoma is Gimatria Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, Chazal says, Vayayay Yisrael, Yaragdela, who's the Yisrael? Yisrael Sova. The Yankiv Avinu Dafku was there, because the idea of going out of Mitzrayim, the Klipa of the Nachash, the Tanan HaGadol, is Dafku through straightness, it's not going to be Ikav Anova, through humility. Oh, and therefore it says in Pasuk, Va'ata, by the Yamsu, Va'ata Horim is Matcha, Uniteyas Yotcha Alayom, Ubeko'eyu, says the Balaturim, Ubeko'eyu, in the schus of Bekala Gilgulis. Matcha Shekel. You're not going to be a rocket scientist figure. Beka, Beis, Kuf, Ayin, scramble the letters, I get the word Ekev. The question about Ekev Beka Lagil Goylus. Goylus means come. To connect the again, this is the void of Yankovina, the void of Yid, the tikkun of the Chet of the Manushin. To connect your heel, your Ekev, to your mind, right? And therefore, the pasuk says, "Beruach the Eibishter." Vayelach Hashem Sayyam. Beruach Kodim Azo. Beruach Rashi Tevis. Beruach Beis Kodim. Ekev, right? Again, Ekev. And in Tillum, the pasuk says, Boka yam vayavirem, vayitzav mayim kemoi, neit. Vayivoka, beka is again Ekev. And the mayim stood kinne, like a neit. Neit is gimatria. 54 gimatria moyach. Again, the same idea of connecting the heel, the Ekev, and the moyach. How is this connected to tzitzis? Because Chazal say, it's a medrash, but there's a ruah. That when Yidden were crossing the Yam Suf, they said to Moshe, we're like naked, we have no mitzvahs, or in the area, what mitzvahs do we have? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, before you have the mitzvah of Mila. Behind you, what do you have? Make sure you have two tzitzis in the back of you. We'll soon discuss what this means. So I see the schus of Kriyas Yam Suf is connected to tzitzis. How do I know? Rashi, this week's parasha. Why are there eight strands in your tzitzis? Okay, the 8 days, the Cheshbon of Rashi, we can talk about for another 3 years, right? Whatever it was, eight tzitzis is connected, the eighth day of Kriyas Yamsu, whatever, however we start counting the Cheshbon. Again, connected, right? In the Sant, the Chum Sofer in this week's parasha, tzitzis, al, kanfei big dayam, the Rosh Hatevis, the Gimatri Yankiv. Again, Yankiv pops up here. Because Yankiv is the Indian of Ekev, the heel, suffused with the Yud, with the Chochm, with the Bittul to the Eibishter. Right? When that's Pshat, Rashi, Chazal say, V'hoya Ekev Tishmun, we discuss that. And all the siddishes for Ekev Tishmun, if Yidin will listen, V'hoya Lashon Simcha, Ekev and Ikzud the Mashiach. But Pashas, though, Rashi said, what's the Ekev Tishmun? Mitzvah Kaloyz, She'odom Dosh. What is the mitzvah Kaloyz, She'odom Dosh Pakevov? So, while I told you that, what? That's Kain, but I told you there's numerous sources, is referring to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, because you have Tzitzis in the back. They drag under your feet, which represents our generation. The mitzvahs kalish, by the way, the fee ze is zrech. Everyone has to catch me. Hoya ekev tishmu, shamashim, blah, 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 bunch of brachas, right? Aye, the Gemara says, chan mitzvah v'alma, leka. The fee ze, if it's referring to titzis, the kashi fights the chesho, because the fee ze says this. Because the mashal says in Soita daf yedalid, when do we say that there's chan mitzvah v'alma, and the mitzvah v'hu yuftidu, the chach nisarata. But tzitzis is chal mitzvayam. Why? Because I'm mechuyif to wear tzitzis. We pass in the tzitzis not a chuyif is gavka. If I don't own a baggage of dalal kanf, I'm gonna wear it. But nevertheless, I go out of my way and make sure that every minute I'm wearing tzitzis for that kind of mitzvah. Says the Yitzchak Moshe and his grandson, the Devlev and the Satmarov and the Riel. For tzitzis, the chal mitzvayam iku. There's a reward, therefore it's connected dafka to what? To Ekev Tishmon Mashiach. Whatever. So now I understand superficially the connection between Ekev and our generation, the Rebbe Melech was saying, it's much, much deeper than that. Let me just be Machtim, a Medrash Pliyat, Bereshis Rabbah, Bereshis Oscar brings it in my Rishab also, which one of these Midrashim that you gotta like really scratch your head to figure out what's going on. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Right? When it says by Shabbos, that they by Vorech Elikim is here Mashiach Ve'Kadosh Yisrael. What did he bless it? What did he sanctify it? Borchoi. He blessed it with Atifa and Kitchoi with Makoshish, with Woodshopping. Rabbi Nishal, what in the world does Atifa and Makoshish got to do with anything of Shabbat? So the Yisals are connected to a famous Tantavili. Everyone knows it. What is the smichus of Parshas Makoshish in this week's Parshas? Because Shabbat Namur on Shabbos, they put him to death. To Shabbos. Moshe told the Eibishter, Neila, during the week we wear tefillin. Tefillin is the chun ois. So therefore I know that the Eibishter in front of me, and therefore I'm going to sit. Shabbos, I'm not wearing tefillin. Sorry, whatever. And therefore, the Eibishter, don't worry, I'll give you a mitzvah of tzitzis. And tzitzis is chal oiver on Shabbos. That's why the Rechaim just says, it says, has a big part. V'ozulem tzitzis, with a vav. Tzitzis be'em is a shayach to Shabbos. But don't think only on Shabbos, therefore vav, even in the 6 weeks of chal, you also put on tzitzis. So I see, for us, that the parasha of Mekushish and the parasha of tzitzis were given at the same time. And somehow this is connected to what? The Shabbos. B'chol is a great kasha, this was emphasized here. Moshe Rabbeinu said that, hey, it's on Shabbos, we don't have tzitzis, we don't have tefillin, what are we going to do? How are you going to know? Why? Because tefillin is called an ois. If I'm not mistaken, isn't Shabbos called an ois? Possibly. Hello? So why does Shabbos not help? No, I'm going to be vatal, I'm going to call Shabbos if one's on. I'm not wearing tefillin. For that, I got tzitzis. What's tzitzis? To understand this, let me just preface that there's two, you know, without getting anything deep, it's very posh, simple, like a tinnitus rabban understands. We're saying that tzitzis is connected to our generation. What's unique about our generation? Two things immediately come to mind. Number one, as we discussed countless times, I've said many times, that Rizal tells us, our generation is the Gilgul of the Der HaMabul and Der HaFlogul. Therefore, the two Ikur Nisyonis is Dafka, like it says in Tzitzis, like the Surah, Achad L'Vavchem, V'Achreinechem, Chazal Tarshin, Alach L'Vavchem, Zuz Minus, V'Achreinechem, Zuz Nus. So we fall into the 50th Shar of Nun Shari Tumah, right? Felech, the Nisyonis people have today with their Munah, with Tachin, with normal, whatever, a kid's off the beaten rail, right? And Znus, which refers to the Svarim, all the Taivis, whatever, Adra Lusya Balayim, the whole world is upside down. That's one in him. But yeah, a Yam of Apikursus, Kfir, of Minus, of things, negative things. On the other hand, Me'idach Yisra, there never was such a generation where so many Yidden are connected to Truth. Like unbelievable. And both of these are connected, these in Yonim, of the Shmir, of all the torrents, the raging waters around us, is connected to Tzitzis. Mantis Guru, the Basel, through Tzitzis, as we'll discuss. Me'idach, the whole idea of tshuva, we'll discuss the Gemara in Menachos. Remeir says, the Tchelis is Deimel, the Yam, Yam Deimel, Rekir, Rekir Deimel, Kiz Yaakov. What I know about Kiz Yaakov? I know the Gemara Numa. Gedeil tshuva, Shemagaz, Ad Kisei, Yaakov. So tshuva is connected to Kiz Yaakov, which is connected to Tchelis. What surah of the surahs of Oldom on the Kiz Yaakov is man? Which man? Who? Yankov Avinu. Therefore, Yankov Avinu on one hand is connected to tshuva. Me'idach, he prevents you from sinning, as you find by years of a tzaddik. When he faced his Nisoyan, nearly the most Yunker Soyan, the fun of, that's what protected his tzaddik. So I see this two in Yonim and Kataika Shapir, these two in Yonim, in Tzitzis Gufa, we'll discuss, I'll try to explain. Bevchinas Eved, Bevchinas Ben, which is also Bevchinas Lovon and Bevchinas Tchelz. Let's go step by step. Step number one, what does Avdus, being an Eved Hashem, have to do with Tzitzis? So the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Gimel. Omer Hoya Omer Rav Meir. Remember Rav Meir. Remember the name, right? Godl Antri Shel Lavan Yoyser Mi Antri Shel Tchitz. Why? A person does wear tzitzis, and it's worse not to have the Chutim Lavan than the Chutim of Tchitz. Moshul Maradover. They're going fast. A king sends two people to get him something. One to get a Chutim Shel Tit, and the other a Chutim Shel Zov. The one, the Chaytim Shel Zov is like a luxury. The Chaytim Shel Tit is a necessity. Says Rashi, because in the olden days when you wanted to brand a slave, even a sheep, they have a brand. You wanted to brand a slave, they put a Chaytim Shel Tit. Right? Rashi says. And that's a simon of Avdus. Called Kavnu the Avdu to Jesus brings. That is the Sforim, the Chinuch, and the Sforim, all the Sforim, That's what it says. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, V'hoye lochem l'titus. A person that when he has titus and he sees him, or isam isam, he reminds himself that he's an Eved Hashem, and therefore he's mevatel, his tightness, his rotzen, and everything that he does, and in his food, in his drink, and whatever, in his malbush, to the rotzen abayir. Right? And therefore the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Mem Daled, one page further, the Gemara says, Amuri digamais. Everyone knows the story. Simplest mitzvah, which is sitzis, most simplest mitzvah. She'ein machtan schorav ilam hazeh, and the schar ilam haba we can't even imagine. So he tells the story. Ma'aseh about an echad who was zohir in sitzis. He's very careful in the mitzvah of sitzis, and he had a ma'aseh in the soyin of yitzvah tavdeik with hashikzala, with the nechriya. Bol of dalit sitiyosav v'tovkulei alponav. The four sitzis came and hacked him in cup, right? And he desisted from the avodah zarah. Never didn't do anything wrong. The nachrias, the shiksa comes to him. What happened to you? Why did you change your mind? Said to mitzvah achas ivanu Hashem likeinu with tzitzis shmo. And it says in the last pasuk, ani Hashem likeichem twice. Why twice? Aniu she'asad lipora, aniu she'asad lishalim schar. Both, right? Achsha did malai ki talad eidim. These four tzitzis, the four knaf kamfas, were like four witnesses. And she didn't let him alone. The shiksa said, I'm not leaving you. What's your name? Mashem Ircha, what's your city? Mashem Rabcha, what's your name of your Rebbe? What besmedrish do you learn in? Right? And what happened? He wrote it down for her. Omzo, she gave all her, she's a wealthy woman, obviously. She gave away all of her vast nechosim. Kept a third for herself, gave away two thirds, whatever. She came to his besmedrish. It was a besmedrish of Rav Chiya, they claimed. Right? And she told him the whole story. And he told him, he called over the bacharul, the yeshiva, lech zechei b'mikcha, matzoi zeshiyelcha b'isur tatsiyeloi b'hed. Right? This is chamat nizchor ayom hazeh, ayom habos, ayom liros. So he is now, Rav Chiya was matzia that he should marry. She converted, she was like years. She was so nispol from the kuyach of mitzvah tzitzis, she was megayer, and she married one of the great talmidim of Rav Chiya. Akan demais. Hello? Says the Sfas Emes, what's Pshat? He was Zohar in the mitzvah. Every Yid wore tzitzis. I mean, he was Zohar in the mitzvah of Re'isim. He was always looking at it. Umistakobo, umenashiko, so he was mechaziv the mitzvah. So says the Sfas Emes of Menoch. Right? The fees of Rech, why is tzitzis called the mitzvah kal? It's the mitzvah which is shkulak in the kalah mitzvah. Tayag, as Rashi said in this Rashi. Nishtos tcheles was a very expensive in those days. Days of Rechid. What's going on here? What is mitzvah kal? We're not talking about the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's another mitzvah of re'iyas tzitzis. According to the smak, the reim, certain many, it's a separate mitzvah of re'iyas and tired mitzvahs. All machloikis, but so this is income agreement. It's seeing the tzitzis achilif in mitzvah, right? Comes along Rabbeinu Arizal, bomb, mamish a bomb. Who was this oisy talmid and the shiksela that he married? Guess who? A gilgul of Yosef Atzadik and Eishes B'tif. Right? The fee that Pilchas Friedman said, a flock of word from a Shlomo Kluger. Remember when Eishes Patifer stands there to give a test to the Soyuz Yitzhak Tavik? So what does the Pasuk say? Vayaziv big doy biyoda vayonot vayitzehut. Makara here, what happened? Huh? Could the Pasuk say, Vatit beseyu big doy? The shiksa HSP for grab Yosef sitzes, because she knows sitzes at the school that protects a person from aveir from schools. Oh, now Yosef doesn't have sitzes. Till now he didn't run away from her, didn't run out in the street, because till now he was wearing sitzes. A whole year she's trying to do her shtick, right? Doesn't work because he's wearing sitzes. Now she chapped the sitzes. Oh, now it's no brayer by Yonas Vayetzevot. That's why she went and said, you brought me this ivri letzachik. Makara. She wasn't out the whole time to be nis'al, making a leel against him, because he was wearing tzitzis, and she knows tzitzis. She knew that tzitzis protects the yid. But now that she chapped the tzitzis, she could go and put him in jail. Now she could say what she wants about him. Right? Kunt uiz da'aflo, darki Hashem, da'ashgocha, the begilgul, Last time around, Eishes Patifa was Bechavin, like just for Taifa or L'shem Shemayim? Because all L'shem Shemayim, she's sore with Tagninus, that from her and Yosef's going to come Shifte Yisrael. But she wasn't sure through her or through her daughter. Right? Therefore, she was, but in the end, works out that it was through Aftos Bas Patifa, her daughter. Right? But a Kavod L'shem Shemayim. But Yosef wasn't Nichshol the whole year, right? Because of Tzitzis. That this time around, it was the tzitzis that saved his nitzutz, his gilgul, right? And that's what Rav Chiya was alluding to. Matzoyis sheitzia lecha be'isser, today you'll have a head. That's why it says, Sforim HaKadoshim, good results, Matzah Shmurim, that therefore it's a school in the flow when a person has a taiva to grab hold of a tzitzis and to kiss it and whatever. And that's what the Pasuk says in Mishle, Noyif Isha Chasar, Leiv Lama Beis. The 32 tzitzis. That's when all of a sudden the Rabbeinu Mechaber brings all kinds of kavonis when you look at the two, when you look generally, you look at the first front two tzitzis. Yeah? Why? Because in the first two tzitzis there's first of all 16 fringes, 16 chutim, and 5 charm apiece. What do you got? 26, Shema Vaya. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of Kabbalistic remote. I'm not going through it all now. Based on the recant. Since when the Shulchan Aruch became a Sefer Kabbalah? It went on Sefer Kabbalah. Like a 15, 20 volume set of the Shulchan Aruch for that reason. Couldn't read, enjoyed. Better than read. Because the Shulchan Aruch is saying every year, I'm not Shaykh, but every year, the Shigit Hashem, that he saw it, right? That sits engenders that Shaykh to every. I want to tell you before I begin the Shirim, one more vort, like a mythic vort. Everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos, the Talmud Beis, Omer Shlokish, Mashiach is going to come. How many slaves will every Jew have? Pasuk in Yechezkel. Go your marriage. Talk it. You have a hey, Yechezkel, Asora, Anoshim, Yikol, Shenes, Agoyim, Vechziku, Beknaf, Ish Yudi. On every one of the four countries, there'll be 10 people from every nation. How many nations are there? 70 nations. How much is 7? Oh, Rabbi Shurmbach, I need my. Yeah. How much is 70 times 10? 700. And how many knuffers have my talis for? Every Yid Mashiach will come, we'll have 2,800 avodim to mow your lawn, to make your. Whatever. Everything you need, Gabal. 2,800 goyim being Meshoris, you whatever. What's the chesh in 2,800? I can tell you a bunch of chesh by the. There's, in this week's passage, the Chamber Tovah, the Baran was a he brings from the Rekeach, anyone who doesn't say Teres Min HaShemayim is an idiot, not being up here, right? He brings from the Rekeach, it's Givaldi. He says, there are 8 Evorim through which a person serves as the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? Or Chas V'Shalom, you could be Oivir Al Pi Hashem, right? And through these Shmiras Evorim, that's all of Yiddishkeit, you're an Oivir Hashem, which is the Oizen, the Ayin, the eyes and the ears and the chayt and the nose and the peh, the veshet, the esophagus, the hand, the foot, and the ois prescription. Okay, fine, great. You realize that some of these evorim are double. In most people, at least. You have two eyes, two times ayin. Rabbi Chaz, make a fast grab in your head. Two times ayin, two times oizin, two times yad, two times regel, plus Choytem per veshet ois priskoidesh is guess what the gematria? 2,800. That's who Asher Dibarnu, that tzitzis is the ultimate sign of being an Eved Hashem. Hello? Ah, you'll ask me why is. We have to. Emes is kasha. It's a murder kasha. What's wrong? I don't have tefillin on the week, on Shabbos. But I have Shabbos. Why is Shabbos not good in ois? Because you know what an ois of Shabbos is? Shabbos is the day of Av. Shabbos, Yidin, or Bechinas, Bonim. We discussed this countless times. So a person can make the drastic mistake and say, you know what Bonim is, Bechinas, Avo? I'm a 60s guy from Greenwich Village. You know, I love Yiddishkeit. Right? I like a lot of people I know this way, very spiritual people. And we could go out in the garden and make a bonfire and sing Kumbaya and sing a few Shleim HaKalbach, the Vekis Nagunin. And we have like Mamish, like really feel hard. I'm a dimidactic in Kodesh Yud HaShulchan Aruch. That's not my ballgame. That's not my thing. But the general spirituality of loving the Eibishter and loving another, I'm willing to love and sweetness and light and all 60s values. Right? The Vort of Tzitzis is that you could have your whatever, your Shabbos. But if you don't have tefillin, tefillin, by the way, the shal yad and the shal rosh is also v'chinas eved, v'chinas ben, nas, v'nishma, as we've explained countless times. Therefore, first you need a choytim shel tit. Tit is gematria 28, which connected to the lovam, which is after v'chinas eved, and afterwards you come to the tcheles, which is the choytim shel zov. Right, which is if you have lamed beis, and lamed beis, the mili, lamed is memdalid, beis is yutof, which is gematria choytim. In other words, that's the first level of tzitzis, first part of the shir, is to be an eved Hashem. An eved is pshat, yad eved ki yad rabbi, he has no rotzen but the rotzen Hashem. That's from last week's parsha, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam tainted against Moshe, pierced Moshe. The Eibush was masking, so Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos says, because, you know, whatever a tzaddik asks for, the Eibush will return your yavyasin, right? The Eibush will be masking. If you'd have asked for something else, Eibush right, they would have masked. Rav Huttner once said that goofa was a mistake of Miriam. It's not pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, because Moshe has no rotzen other than rotzen Hashem. He's totally mevatel his own will, is there to do what the Eibush wants. And that's why tzitzis are kavla de avdo, that a person totally bottle to do, not bederach she'adam roitzelech, he wants only the Eibush to zrok. And therefore a person can have Shabbos, which is ava, Shabbos gimachi, ava b'chol leiv, ava b'chol nefesh, ava b'chol oid, as the B'nai Yisrael Shabbos Yisrael Yisrael Sigornish, unless you have first the tzitzis, which is kavla de avdo. By the way, I don't have time to elaborate, but one of the great Sfaradishim, Gubolim, the Bir Yankiv, Yankiv Abba Chatzera, says that he teaches the pasuk. What bracha do you make when you put on your talis gadol? Everybody asks, what's the meaning of ituf? Nowhere in the Torah do you find ituf by tzitzis. L'chassis, ksus, l'vush, why did Chazal make up? So he connected to the pasuk in Tilim. David HaMelech says, Tfilu lo'oni ki yatoif l'zeh Hashem yish b'zichre. Yatoif, Emes HaKetzav, Kabbalah says, yatoif is the lotion of hachno. The pasuk says, Eshkein ezdako, et shvalruach, hachri is ruch shvalnum, hachri is leif nitkoyim, and then it says, ruch ki ruchim l'fonna yatoif. Where is the ruach Hashem? Where is the shechina shayra? In those people who have hachno, those people who are shvalnum, those people who are sebrochim, right? And that through that comes tefillah la'oni, etc., etc. And that is the idea of the Chazal of the Sak and the Seid of Talos Gadol is tefillah la'oni ki yatoif, that a person mevatel is rotten l'rosh v'shamayim. I have no time to elaborate. So that's one thing. That's the beginning. One thing in tzitzis is b'chinas eved. But tzitzis also me'idach has the inyan of ben, and that's more connected to tcheles, right? Which is much higher madrega. Do not time to elaborate. Even Bismanazel, we don't have tchelas. Lefi Arizal, there is no tchelas. Even whatever the Radzina writes or whatever, but it's pushing no tchelas. According to him, Sizman Bishim in Jerakayim. After the Churban, there's no whatever, no evidence of tchelas. Nevertheless, when it says Reisim, or Yisus Chartim, you have in mind tchelas. Beruchni is in you. But that whole Shmuz income, I can answer. But the M is that also because Sittis is Bechinas Ben. Tchelas is Bechinas Ben. How do I know? So Medrash Chazal on the pasuk. Oh, the pasuk says it's Medrash Shechatoyv. Actually, the Medrash says Yirol Avadecha Palecha V'Hadorcha Al Bneim. Chazal Darshan V'Hadorcha Al Bneim refers to tzitzis because Yidden is active where tzitzis. Therefore, they're called Bonam Hashem Lichich. Hello. Now, I just want to add one word. I had a bumbedig chiddush on. Like I'm proud of myself, so I just want to share with you. Heck them a vort for Pichlis Friedman. You remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Gugimel? Peladigash. Remember the Novi called Yeshayo and Novi? Yeah? Remember, let's start from the beginning. Remember there was Yecheskel? There was Chizkiyo Melchud, and he didn't have any children, and he was about to die. And the Abish made a zivik that Yeshayo, the debate, who's coming to who? I'm coming to Kitzer. And the Abish made Chizgio a choyla, and Yeshayo had come back at the choyla, and he told him, Kimoyz. And the word of the Abish, you're going to die this world, next world, whatever, because you didn't have children. Why you didn't have children? Because you saw Baruch HaKodesh, he says, that's the Nindal Imam. They have terrible kids. He said, Bahad de Kashu the Rahmano. Lamalach, everyone knows that there's a Gimachi, Tafshu the Elf, right? And you got to do what you got to do. The Abish do what he wants to do. So he said, you know what? Maybe give me your daughter and my schools and your schools together. We'll have maybe Elch HaKin. And initially, Yeshaya was not very, didn't want his daughter to be a young almana. He was not hesitant. It's a Vayisa upon of Lakir, and he died Kerev Lakir. And Yeshai is walking out, and he's in the middle of the Yerat Yechina. Suddenly gets a message, Abraham should go back and tell him, 15 more years, we're granted yours. Who was the kid who was born from this Zivik of Miss Yeshayo and the King Chizkiyo? What do you know about Menashe? One of the most evilest person, the most evil person ever lived. Ma'initzelim Behechel, killed whatever, right? You know who Yishai, you know who amongst others Menashe killed? He killed the Zaydah. You gotta be quite a ruthless maniac. Kill your own Zaydah, right? Out of the mind. Makara, right? What happened with Yishaya? Murdered. He said, you're a Novi Sheker. It's always the derech of these kind of people, always the eldest person, the Yishaya, he's a Novi Sheker. Because he wrote three psukim, whatever. And Yishaya saw he's not going to listen. And if I tell him, he'll be amazed. He's going to tell him. He started running. Right? And what did he do? He said, a shame. And he hid in an eris tree, a cedar tree. And Menashe, the king, is running after Zayda to kill him. But he couldn't find him because he's in the trees. So the Ben Yehuda brings a Yushalmi in Sanhedrin. This adds a few little salt and pepper to the story. How in the world are you going to find which tree? There are a billion trees in a forest that Yeshaya set a shame in hiding in it. No, his tzitzis were sticking out the tree. And when they saw the tzitzis, oh, there's where Yeshaya is hiding. Yeshaya is hiding. So Menashe told his to take a sword. They took the sword, and suddenly the cedar tree spurt blood. And that was the blood of Yeshaya and Ovi. Who Chazal say, you know what Yeshaya was? Like Moshe Rabbeinu, God, the God of Hanavim is Yeshaya. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. And why was Yeshaya never killed in such a gruesome, horrific manner? Because he said, right? I'm living amongst, you know, sinners, right? And therefore he was punished that he was killed through his mouth that said, in a nutshell. It's a murder to Ben Yehuda, right? Says the Ben Yehuda, this is the Ben Ishchai, a murder to Gavot, right? Why Dafke his sittis pushed out? Because his sin was that he said, "Besuch am Tomi an Yehuda." And the emes, you remember the machlokes Gemara Kiddushin Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bizman Shisrael Oyutzim Rishon Shalmakim to go bun." They're not called Rishon Shalmakim. They're not bun. Amar Reb Meir says, "Reb Meir, what?" Hello? That was Rabbi Meir. Yes? Says the Ben Yehuda, each knaf has eight chutim. Yes? And you have five charm. How is Susa, who's my mathematician? 8 + 5 = 13. Yes? Hello? 13 is Gematria Echot. Remember my famous word, I say every Pesach, Echot Chochom, Echot Rosh, Echot Dam. How much is 4 times Echot, 4 times 13? 52. Says the Ben Yehud, the Ben Ishchai, to be Meram, is that every year, all four sons are called, are Echot, are connected to the Eibishter, are connected to Bechinas Bonim. Hello? Yes? Therefore, who was the one who said that Tzitzis connects you to what? Bonim? To the Kisei HaKovid? Remeir, it's Remeir Lishitasai. Hello? You follow what I'm saying? Let me just add one for it. Unbelievable. And what happened, by the way, what happened to good old Menashe, this ruthless murderer, this mind itself, behavior, he did everything that not fair to him do. He wanted to do tshuva. What happened? He learned the Mitzvot Sharev, it's in the Shiri, where he heard some Magid give a different Muslim. The king took him and they put him in a yair, in a vat, and they started cooking him alive. Not very pleasant. And he started calling to every Avodah Zorah known to mankind, and no one else. He gave up with Avodah Zorah. He said, I remember my father, Chizkiyo, used to say, right? The pasuk, "Bitzar lechom mitzaucha kol horam el b'achros hayom, achros hayomim v'shavta b'shem likech b'shemata b'koyli." He killed Racham b'shem likech. Yarpuchol v'yishkesechol v'lishkes b'sam yisechol. And he kurezi im oyne oyusi mutav im lav harikolav b'chavim. Then the Eibishter with Zeus and whatever to say. And the Yisrael Shol, the Malachim in heaven, close all the gates. They close all the chalons. I don't. The guy is so evil. There's so much blood. There's so much. Beruchti is begashmi. The Eibishter was choiter chatir mitachas kisei Yaakovit, because otherwise they will like tinul delz neishov. And the Eibishter and added up the Zayin Hakadosh says, moiri the compassionate gracious. There's a the seven. I don't know if you've ever been there, but in Gan Eden there are seven heicholos. You do. Take the tour one day, right? And in the fifth gate is the gate of Bali Tshuva. People give zechibur al kiddush Hashem, and who's like the leader of the gates? Menashe, the biggest oisvarf known to mankind. He's the one who's ma'udid Bali Tshuva. People die al kiddush Hashem. Why? Because Menashe in Russia learned from his father Chizkiyo when the Novi Yeshaya comes to him and tells him, "Kim api Hashem, the God will have him. You're gonna die. You're not gonna live. This world, next world, Allah." What does Yechezkel ben Buzi? What does Chizkiyo tell the Novi ben Buzi? Kalach midabri secha v'tzei kach mekublani b'yisavi akbo shevil cherev chol the monach zavar oly zavar berach. Who was his father? He learned that whatever you feel the sword, the blade against your neck, you still daven. Menashe could be up to his neck, literally in hot boiling water. The gashmius, the ruchnius, a yam from minus and kfir from apikurz of avay dezora from zlus for kolay. You never give up. Who is a son? The son to zach. We have a principle. Chutam reshulish. Let me hear you, Nazi. All three generations here, all did up saverula. And they had to tickle. Yeshaya is in a tree. And he's about to be killed with whatever. But his sisters are sticking it out. That's a giveaway. Why? To Miram is that he come whatever happens is bonam Hashem lekeich. Obviously, the order has to be first Eved, then Ben. First, you got to keep Shulchan Aruch, right? The Lovan. The Lovan is now Akim, the Tchelos. But you have to have step by step. At that moment, he did a Zachshuva for that, and he said that Betucham Tzmeis Ruzayim Nidich. Shai is true. Chizkiyo saw Baruch HaKodesh. Chizkiyo was a big kish HaKodesh Baruch last year, Chizkiyo Mashiach. Yeah. Both could be done by all the miles. Chizkiyo Mashiach was wow. But he didn't want to give, he had a pagam on some level. He didn't want to get married. He didn't want to have children. Bindli Malad. The Novi comes to him and he says, "You're finished, all over, curtains, end of the..." No. You need to keep on going. And the worst is his son, the Einikel of Yeshaya, who killed his grandfather, who was Mavaz's father, Chizkiyo, right? He didn't give up, and the Eibush was Choyter Chatira, and that's the lesson of Tzitzis. So I worked out a Dover Pella, Yeshayo plus Chizkiyo plus Menashe is Gematria 932, which is Gematria Tcheles Lovan, which is these two inyonim of being an Eved Hashem, being a Ben of Hashem, serving Hashem from here. By the way, that's the Arhagim. That's why the Gemara said, Remeir said, Tcheles Doima the Yam, and the Yam is Doima Rakia. Why can't I cut out the, Jews always cut out the middleman. We don't buy retail, we buy wholesale, right? Just go, Tcheles is Doima Rakia, I know Rakia looks like even after Yam. But the Sforim said, Yam is the place of Yir. Pasuk says, the Yam is scared of the Eibusher. Rakia Shemayim is the place of Avod. And that, the Yira and the Avod, the Bechina Eved, the Bechina Bein, the Lovan, the Chutli Lovan, Chutte Tcheles, that ties a person to. And that is why I said, I start off this year, the connection of our generation, the Olam HaTshuva, that's always opened. And despite all the Nisyonis of Ikvas and Mashiach, you're always able to connect to the top, and you'll find every Aveira in the Torah. Is always an aveira. The Asher Rebbe says in Ber Moshe, his chakus, using your own seichel to be one smart, to be a wise guy than the Eibush. The Eibush says, "Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas." Others, "I will eat, but l'shem Shemayim, and therefore I'll internalize the Yetzer and then I'll overcome it," and it don't work. In this week's parsha, the Meragel Pumfaket, they realize Eretz Yisrael, they got to work on the kibbutz, tata. It's all kinds of nisyanis. I'm better in the midbar with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the man, with the lechem abirim. I want to avoid nisyanis. The opposite of other religion. But the Eibishter said, "Go." Why? What's crutch to? What's making your own cheshbonis? Whenever a person makes their own cheshbonis, he goes according to his heart. The opposite of that is what? Tzitzis is the kavla. The avdut says. being the choytim, you have an imprinter, a brand that you're an Eved Hashem. From Eved Hashem, you go to Vchinas Ben, and therefore I have no time to elaborate, and therefore this week's parasha comes out this week, wherever he is. Say the Shlach, et Gimachi Misham Yikabetzcha, that he is always attached, whatever, to the Rebbeinu Shalom, in all matzot. Yeah.